Tomorrow, bookstores begin selling some of the 1 million copies that were printed of Hillary Rodham Clinton's memoir. The publishers who paid her a multi-million-dollar advance are making every effort to get their money back. The book was already eagerly anticipated, and publicists for Simon & Schuster have tried to heighten that anticipation. Nora Rawlinson is editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly, and she's been watching the way the publishing house has been working to sell the book to you. Nora, welcome.
Hi.
So how do you go about promoting a book like this?
Actually, a book like this is more like writing a juggernaut than figuring out how to promote it. There's, of course, great interest in Hillary Clinton. The big anticipation was, is she going to be willing to reveal what went on with the whole Jennifer Flowers, Monica Lewinsky, all those different issues.
And yet there was a carefully managed campaign in the weeks leading up to this publication to restrict access to the book. Reviewers at newspapers and magazines tend to get advanced copies of the book, but I gather that didn't happen here.
There is a thing called embargoing that goes on with relative frequency in publishing. I'd say there's maybe two or three titles a month that are embargoed. There's three major reasons why a publisher will do this. They think they have a book with hot news, and they want to get what they call off-the-book page coverage so that the news media will cover it, which will give it a broader potential audience than, say, just in review coverage. And then another reason you may do it is going on right now. Harry Potter, the fifth Harry Potter, is coming out in a couple of weeks. And stores will be anticipating that and doing all kinds of events around it. They don't want stuff to leak out about the book in advance to perhaps dampen that enthusiasm. The other reason is simply that you have serial rights sold. For instance, with JFK, An Unfinished Life, by Robert Dalek, which is on the bestseller list now, they had serial rights sold to Atlantic Monthly. So Atlantic Monthly in their contract said that they could not release information on the book prior to the appearance of the serial.
I want to go through the developments of the last week kind of in order, if I can. The moment that this publicity campaign really came to my attention was on Tuesday morning. I looked at a USA Today, and there was Hillary Clinton, great big color picture on the front page, and they had given this huge article to this upcoming book by Hillary Clinton, even though they did not have a copy.
You know, there's such strong interest in her. I think that Simon & Schuster was smart to hold the book back. They had to deal with Time magazine, but they also knew that there was going to be great anticipation even if the news media didn't have the actual book in hand.
And then a little bit later in the week, somebody did have the actual book in hand.
And an AP reporter somehow got hold of a copy and released excerpts of the book.
I wonder, and we're guessing here, everybody has said that this was not intended. Simon & Schuster is said to be very angry that a copy of the book got away and is thinking about suing. The AP released a statement stating that they obtained the book, quote, through good old-fashioned reporting. I guess that means not by stealing it. Everybody's implying this was not some kind of a deal, but what do you think, looking at it from the outside?
I'm as confused as anybody else. I don't really know what AP means by good old-fashioned reporting because they were putting such clamps on the book. I mean, there has to be something underhanded going on in order to get a hold of the book if it's true that Simon & Schuster was adamant that nobody would get a copy of it before the release date.
Well, let's look at who benefits here. The fact that the Associated Press got their hands on this and everybody was able to talk about it in the news media, did this increase or decrease the publicity for the book?
It certainly gives us advance information that there continues to be fascination with the Clintons. I mean, with the events of 9/11, with the war, many of these things seem to have faded into the background, and you wonder how much fascination there still is with the Clintons. And the fact that just this minor leak would create such a media frenzy indicates, yes, there's still strong interest in them.
Nora Rawlinson is editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly, and she joined us from New York. Nora, thanks very much.
Great to talk to you.